Hello and welcome to Victory Briefings, where we use the Word of God for a victorious life. I'm Dwight Hammond and I'm glad you're listening today. Be blessed by the Holy Spirit as He gives you new revelation knowledge through this Victory Briefing. The Bible talks about woes for lawlessness and woes for evil. God is the creator of order, and the devil hates it. God's order is being disrupted in our nation through lawless government on all levels. The Bible tells us that everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Jesus came in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. One who remains in Him will not continually sin, but will practice righteousness. Anyone who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning since the beginning. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. We see this in 1 John 3, verses 4 through 8. Paul said in Romans that lawlessness results in further lawlessness in Romans 6:19. Jesus tells us in Matthew 13:41, the Son of Man will send forth His angels, and they will gather out of His kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness. Lawlessness and the refusal to enforce the laws that we have allowed our borders to be opened in our country. Evil pouring into our nation is an example of lawlessness resulting in further lawlessness. When bribed prosecutors are determined not to prosecute criminals, it breeds more lawlessness. You can see that in Romans 6:19. The courts are being used as political tools to promote evil and violate innocent people's rights. The prophet Isaiah listed some woes for lawlessness. In Isaiah 5, verses 18 through 23, New American Standard Bible says, "Woe to those who drag wrongdoing with cords of deceit and sins as if it were cart ropes, who say, 'Let him hurry, let him do his work quickly so that we may see it, and let the plan of the Holy One of Israel approach and come to pass so that we may know it.'" In verse 20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes in drinking wine and valiant men in mixing intoxicating drink." In verse 23, "Who declare the wicked innocent for a bribe and take away the rights of the ones who are in the right." I just want to share with you some of my notes from Isaiah 5, verses 18 through 23. Verse 18, it tells us basically that they are bound to evil like a cart hitched to a horse. "Woe to these bull-headed, reprobate sinners who bind evil to themselves. They are so brazen in their contempt for God and His laws." And in verse 19, they basically tell God to quickly fulfill His covenant promises without any regard for the covenant requirements. "Woe to these ungodly, depraved souls who are mocking God. They are saying, 'Do something that we can see. Prove yourself.' They will regret the day they blasphemed God." The term Holy One of Israel is specifically the Messiah, or blaspheme Jesus and the Father. Isaiah 5, verse 20 is basically saying when God did not act the way they wanted, they called His actions evil, dark, and bitter. What a terrible thing, but how accurately this describes the day we live in. Today, it is politically incorrect to tell the truth and have moral values that might offend someone. "Woe to those who call Scripture hate speech. They speak against Christians and people who have moral values. Woe to those with no morals who call themselves good, and they call those with morals bigots. Woe to those who say evil is good and good is evil. Woe to the so-called lawmakers of our day, the lawless ones who are doing everything they can to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah. But God is not out of the picture. His wrath and judgment are waiting for you. Verse 21, basically they say, they assume their own wisdom to be true and God's false. So few of our leaders have the wisdom of God or respect the opinion of those who do. Woe to those who are wise by their own standards and in their own sight. In living like that, they make themselves God, and that's idolatry. Judgment Day will set all this straight, but then it will be too late for them. They are all drunk with lawlessness, and they are consumed with false power and false authority. They work at making others intoxicated with the idea of using bribery to achieve their ends, rather than care for the rights of the innocent. Woe to those who declare the wicked innocent for a bribe and take away the rights of the ones who are in the right. This describes perverting the Supreme Court and rewarding those who will set criminals free and slander and lock up the righteous. Let's pray. Lord, I ask you to give us law enforcement and judges who will stand for law and order. Remove those who are lawless. We forbid them to rule over us. Expose the child sex traffickers and the deadly stream of drugs coming into our nation. I decree that lawlessness will lose its financial support and evil momentum. I pray for the upcoming election that you will expose the hearts of good and evil. Holy Spirit, show our voters the truth about who they are supporting and cause them to vote for righteousness. I decree that God, Holy Spirit, and His angels are in partnership with the body of Christ, will work together in the greatest mission of all time. The young and the old will participate together. We will stand against lawlessness, fear, and oppression. We will declare the gospel of the kingdom of our great God in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for following the podcast. I hope you make it a part of your ministry to share this message with others. This message and other materials are available at victorybriefings.net.